This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We continue Masechta Chagiga. Tonight we're learning Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Last line on Vav Amud Beis. Tanan Hasan. We learned in a Mishnah over there. This Mishnah is in Peah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And we say this Mishnah every single morning. Tanan Hasam. Elu Devarim She'en Lahem Shiur. These things don't have a measurement. Simply, there's no minimum. Even the smallest amount is a fulfillment. There's no maximum. You can never do too much. There's no point where we say, okay, you're not doing anything anymore because you already maxed out. So there's no minimum Shiur and there's no maximum. Hapeah. Hapeah, the corner, meaning there's no Shiur Medaraisa. Meaning you could take off one stalk and you're Yotze Medaraisa. So there's no minimum, there's no maximum. You can make your whole field peah except for one stalk. So there's no minimum share of peah and there's no maximum. But the Chachamim said at least 1/60. Okay? V'habikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim. So there's no minimum. One fruit, you're good. One grape, you're good. Also, there's no maximum. You can bring all your fruits. Just as in V'lakach to Meiresh is called Priho Adama. V'harayon. Rayon is Re'iyah. It's either going on one of two things. Either showing up in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning there's no minimum amount to show up. Just show up one time in your Yotzei. And there's no maximum. You could show up every day, you know, on the hour, on the half hour, on the 15 minutes. You could bring one carbon oil asriya, and it sounds like you could bring many, many. Ugmilas chasadim. There's no amount that's, oh, you didn't do anything. It was too small, so it doesn't count. Oh, you only gave him a penny, so it doesn't count. There's no minimum share of Gemilas Chasadim, and there's no maximum. There's no such thing, well, I already did 100 times today, so there's no point in doing 101. No, every act is another mitzvah. And the Talmud Torah. Now, what does it mean by Talmud Torah? Theoretically, you could be Yotzei with even a small amount, provided that you're busy during the rest of your time. In other words, if you don't have anything better to do, then that's not a minimum, you know. A person has to take advantage of all of their time. But if a person is extremely busy and they only have a little bit of time, so then you also get a kim of Talmud Torah, and there's no maximum. Ein lahem shir. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Kizvurin anu loymar. We thought to say, Harayon ein lo shir lamala. That when we talk about oilas riya, there's no maximum. Avayesh le shir lamata, but there is a minimum. Rashi says ein lam shir lamala. Rabbi Yochanan said we thought that which it says ein lo shir, there's no maximum. You could come as much as you want, but there is a minimum. What does that mean? Minimum? Excuse me. Right now we're assuming this is going on the bringing of the carbon. In other words, there's no shir lamala. It could cost as much as you want. But there is a minimum that midaraisa needs to cost at least a ma kesef. Like the Mishnah said, Beis Hillel says, Re'iyah has to cost at least one ma of kesef. So we thought there is a minimum. Ad Sheba, Raboshia, Barabi, until Raboshia, the great teacher, came. And V'limed harayun in loishir loilama loilamata. Midaraisa, there's no max and there's no minimum. Rashi says, "Achav Ravosha Berebi, Berebi Gadol B'Doira." Berebi means the greatest of the generation, and he taught there's no shir not lamal b'le lamala minat Torah, but the Chachamim, Abba Chachamim Oimrim, the rabbis were the one, or as the Bach says, "Avra Amru Chachamim, Haria Ma Kesef." The Oilas Ria has to have a minimum of a one Ma, the Chagiga Shtei Kesef, the Chagiga two Kesef. My harayin, what are we referring to when we say v'harayin? What does that refer to? So we just said that there's no maximum shir midaraisa and there's no minimum shir midaraisa. But what did it mean v'harayin that when we say there's no maximum? Rabbi Yochanan Amar rias panim ba'azara, showing up. We're talking about showing up. That Rashi says my harayin. The loitana hariya, it doesn't say. You know, the Mishnah could have said riya. You ever, you know, we don't even take notice. Harayin. What's harayin? I don't know. Nobody knows. It's too early in the morning to worry about that. But what is Rayon? It could have said Riyas. Rashi says, that would have been Mashma. If it would have said Riyah, they'll have a Mashma Demei Oila. If it would have said Riyah, that would have been referring to the value of the Oila. De'ilu Hashta. But now that it says Rayon Lav B'damim Mashma, Elav Mitzas Riyas Panim. Rayon refers to appearing. And that's in fact what Rabbi Yochanan says. Riyas Panim Bazara. There's no maximum amount of times that you could appear. And meaning Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you could appear even without bringing a carbon. You could appear, and not every appearance requires a carbon. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan says you could show up without bringing a carbon. Again, beyond day one. Day one is the Iker Mitzvah of Havasa Carbon. So day one, you're going to have to bring a carbon. But beyond day one, Rabbi Yochanan holds you could show up without a carbon. Reishlokish Amar, Ri'iyas Panim B'Carbon. No, you need to show up with a carbon. Whenever you show, you gotta have the goods. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Ri'iyas Panim B'Hazara, Kama Panim Shuchafetz Ba Umara Atzma B'Hazara. As many times as you want, you show yourself in Azarva. In Sarch Lahavi carbon, Bechori Aria. You don't have to bring a carbon every time you appear. But Rish Laki, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Laki says, no, Riyas Panam Bekarbon, but Sarch Lahavi carbon, I'll call Pam Opam. Okay. Says the Gemara. Beikar HaRegel, on the main regel, which Rashi says is the Yamta for Rishain. Kuli Amalai Pligi, everybody agrees the Riyas Panam Bekarbon, you got to show up with the carbon. Ki pligi b'shaya ma'isarega. When do they argue? By the other days, kol hecha da'asa. Whenever you come, the icy. Whenever you show up and come, kuleyama loy pligi. Everyone agrees. The mekablin amine. That if you do bring a carbon, we'll accept it. In other words, everybody agrees. You come on the second day of Yom Tov, bring a carbon, we take it. An hour later, we take it. A half hour later, we take it. 10 minutes later, we take it. Third day, you take it. So everyone agrees. If you show up beyond the first day and you bring a carbon, we accept the carbon. Ki pligi, when do they argue? The asav l'ayisi, if you come and you don't bring anything. So in other words, again, ki pligi b'shar yimais regel. Kol hecha da asav l'ayisi, whenever you come and you bring, kol yamaloi pligi de mekablina mene. Everyone agrees, we accept it. Ki pligi, when do they argue? The asav l'ayisi, if you come and you don't bring. Rav Yochanan savar ri'as panem ba'azara. Rav Yochanan holds, you show up in the azara, that Riyas Panim is just showing up. The Cholem Asta Asi. Whenever you come, Lo Tzarch Lasu, you don't have to bring something. Only day one you have to bring. But if you show up any other day, you don't have to bring. Reish Lakish Amar, Riyas Panim B'Karbin. Reish Lakish says, no, showing up requires you to bring a gift. It's like grandparents visiting the grandchildren. There's no such thing. You can't show up. You're not invited if you show up. You show up with, you know, you can't come Reikam. Rabbi Yochanan says, like regular people that come to your house, only the first day they give a gift, and after that, you know, Reish Lakish says, every day you come, you have to bring a carbon. Fine, that's the machlokes as we have it now. Says the Gemara, Eitzei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says you could show up empty-handed. So, Frekt Reish Lakish, V'lo yero panai reikam, it says, don't see my face empty-handed. So, your shita is against the pasuk. Amarlei Beikar HaRegel. He said in the main regal, meaning on day one. Eisvei, Reish Lakish asked another kasha, V'lo yero panai reikam, the Braisa darshins bezvachim, he has to bring karbanos. So now the Gemara says, Ato emir bezvachim, does it mean karbanos? Or maybe it means even birds. Meaning, does it mean animal sacrifice, or maybe it only means birds? Umenachos and flower offerings. Vidinhu. No, it's logical that it would be referring to animal offerings. Why? Why is it logical? Nemra chagiga lahedyot. Because one carbon, it says, you bring a carbon chagiga on the yomtiv for the hedyot. What does it mean, lahedyot? That a regular person eats. That a simple person eats. V'nemra riya l'gavaya. And you bring an oilas riya. And that, so to speak, is for God. So it says, l'yara panai reikam. for God's needs. So we have two karbanos that are brought. A karban chagiga, lahedyot, and a oilas ria for God, so to speak. Ma chagiga mor lahedyot zvachim, just like the karban brought for regular people are animals. How do I know that? Rashi says, it says, shel behema, d'chsev lo yalin chelev chagi ad boiker. It says about the chagiga, the chelev. That's mashma something that has chelev. So it's an animal. Birds don't have chelev. Flower doesn't have chelev. So ma chagiga hamur al hedyoid zvachim, just like the karma chagiga that said for a regular hedyoid are karbonois afriya hamur al gavoya zvachim. Umahin zvachim. What are the karbonois? Oilois. It's a carbon oila. Meaning, we have this pasuk. V'lo yeiro panai rekam. Don't see God empty-handed. And we say that means an animal. Maybe it means a bird. No, the carbon that is for a hedyoid is an animal, so the carbon that's for God is also an animal. But what carbon is for God? An oila. Says Gemara, ato aimer oilois? Oy ena el shlamim. Is it a carbon oila? Or maybe it's a shlamim, because shlamim, it's like split. You know, the kayin gets some, the bailim gets some, God gets some. Maybe it's a shlamim. So the Gemara says, vidinhu. It makes sense it's an oila. Nemra chagiga lahedyot. The carbon chagiga is for the person. Venemra ri'o lagavaya. And the ri'o is for God. Ma chagiga amur lahedyot beroiloi. Just like the chagiga that is said for hedyot is for what's fit for a hedyot, which is food for him. Afriya amur lagavaya. So too the carbon ri'o, which is for God. Because God says, lo yo panai, it's for me. So what kind of carbon is for God? A carbon that's completely consumed. What carbon is completely consumed? An oila. Afriya amur lagavaya beroiloi. V'chein b'din, and it's also reasonable. Because shelo yehei shulchan chamali v'shulchan rab charekam. What would it look like if your table is full and God's table is empty? It's not going to look good. It should be, you know, you got to share. So the regular people, we get the chagiga and God gets the oila. So bottom line is, what does this braisa say? V'lo yaro p'nei reikam. Don't see God's empty-handed. And we say a svara. We don't want God's table to be empty. Doesn't that imply God's table should always be full? Not just the first day, all the days. God's table should always be full. That's the rationale here, right?
One in the machlokes, Beisham and Beisol, of what should be more expensive. Why don't they say that? The Oyle Riyya should be two mana because it's Kule Lasha. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did say something like that. The Gemara
went back and forth,
but
you know.
Use the pasuk of v'lo yaru panai reka, meaning it's panai, it's for the Rabban Shalom.
Mm-hmm. The Gemara said a svara that maybe since it's for God, it should cost more. And the Gemara said just the opposite.
Right.
If it's for two people to enjoy, then it should cost more.
So then the Gemara could argue here also.
Yeah, what? Something similar.
That why should an ayla necessary? Why should the carbon that's completely to Hashem should be completely consumed? It should be shared, just like the Gemara. I'm saying you could see it both ways.
Mm. I mean, an oila has to be only. You can't eat an oila.
Right.
Oila,
right,
by
right,
definition,
right,
is only for God.
I'm saying, but why is the oila sri'i an oila? Why is it an ishlam?
So the Gemara is comparing it that since it's for God, so just like a carbon for a hedyot is for man to eat, the carbon that's for God is only for God to eat, so to speak. Okay, but think about it. Says the Gemara, even though there's a compelling svara, we don't want God's table to be empty, amalei b'ikar ha-regel. That's only the main regel. The first day. Even though, again, you could ask, why would this question be any more compelling than the first question? The first question we also dismissed by saying it's be'ikar haregel. But here it's more mashma that it's not just going on the first day, because it says a svara, we don't want God's table to be empty. That implies throughout the duration of Yom Tov, and we say, no, it's only referring to the first day. Eisvei, Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda Oimer, Shalosh Regalim B'Shana, Netzav Yisrael Alis Regal, 3 times a year, Klal Yisrael is commanded to be oil rego. V'chag ha-matzois, v'chag ha-shavuois, v'chag ha-sukois. V'ein nirin chatzohen. And you can't appear halfway. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain. That's Amud Beis. We'll see next week what that means. Mishum shenemar kol zechorcha. It says all your males. Ve'in nirin reikonin. And you can't appear empty-handed. Mishum shenemar v'layir panai reikam. So what do we see from here? We see somehow that throughout the whole Yom Tov, you can't be empty-handed. Amrali beker harego. It means the first day.
We use kol zechorcha for...
somebody who doesn't smell good. Mishiachalalis im kol zechorcha. Yatsu elish ena ruin lies im kol zechorcha.
So
we have to see. We have to see. Rez Hashem next week. Okay. Eisui Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yochanan turns the table, and he's going to challenge Rish Lakish. Yera. It's read Yera, but it could be read to see. Three times a year you will be seen. That's God's looking at you. But Yera, you're looking at God, so God is seen. So we compare the way you look to the way God does it. Because there's a spelling and there's a pronunciation.
Also, so, Mar said before that somebody who's assuming one eye.
Right, just like God looks at you with two eyes, you have to be able to look at God with two eyes. So now we're comparing also you to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ma ani b'chinam. Just like I come for free, God comes for free. Af atem b'chinam. You could come for free. You don't have to bring karbanos. You could show up without karbanos. Ela kol hecha da'asa, whenever you come, like I see. So we see from here, you could come without a gift. So I would say it's a kash on everyone, because everyone agrees the first day you have to bring a gift. Well, that's because it's gzeras hakasav layer panai reikam. Beyond that, it says in Gemara, kol hecha da asav layaisi. Everyone agrees if you came and you didn't bring anything, to kuleyam aloy pligi da ayel meschazi. Everyone agrees you could come in and be seen. Now we're retracting. We're saying everybody holds you don't have to bring something. You could show up and not bring something. Vinafik. You come without a gift. What's the machlokes kipligi the asav aisi? When do they argue if you come and you bring? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rias Panabazar, showing up means just showing up. You don't bring anything. Rias panim hu de'en lo shir. Showing up has no shir. Hola carbon yesh lo shir. But there is a shir of koronis. You cannot bring a carbon. You're allowed to show up and you're not allowed to bring a carbon. You bring one carbon and that's it. Nobody wants the carbonis. You're like the guy who comes to the house and he brings like, you know, an old bottle of, you know, pineapple liqueur that he got from his, you know, his great-great-grandfather's treasure chest. You know, it's okay, I'm Michael, you're better off not giving me anything. I don't want it. I can't even give it to somebody else. Right? So Rav Hashem says, enough. One carbon, that's it. You're now to bring more. Rish Lakish Amar, Rias Panim, the carbon, Da'afilu carbon nami ain't lo shir. The definition of showing up is with the carbon, and since showing up has no shir, carbonists also have no shir. So until now we learned, Rabbi Yechanan held, you didn't have to bring a carbon, Rish Lakish held, you had to, but everyone agreed, it's accepted. Now we're saying, no, not so fast. Rabbi Yechanan holds, you're not allowed to bring a carbon. And Rish Lakish says, you're allowed to, but you don't have to. Before, in the original Lashon, everyone agreed you're allowed to. Rabbi Yochanan said you didn't have to. Rish Lakish said you had to. Now, everybody agrees you don't have to. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not even allowed to. And it sounds like Rish Lakish holds you are allowed to.
So if you don't have to, then what's the mitzvah of
Eilas Riyah? Eilas Riyah is the first day everyone agrees you have
this,
to.
This is not talking about the first day.
Correct. Right. This is beyond the first day. So now Rabbi Yochanan would say you're not allowed to. We're going to quote a pasuk in Mishlei. Hoikar aglecha mi beis reyecha. Uproot your foot from the house of your friend. Pen yizba'acha. Maybe he'll be satisfied with you, sneyacha, and he'll hate you. Uproot your house, uproot your foot from the house of your friend. Meaning, don't overimpose yourself. You go to your family for Yom Tov, leave 2 minutes after Yom Tov is over. Leave immediately. They say, yeah, it's okay. It's not okay. Leave. They don't want you there. This way, they'll invite you back. But if you overextend yourself, you're not going to be invited back for the next 4 years. Now, you might not mind. But now that the point is, don't... By the way, none of the examples I give have any bearing on real-life experience, okay? Just picking it from a hand. But remove your foot from your friend's house. Don't be overly accustomed with your friend. He's going to get sick of you. So, but it could have said, "Hoiker atzmacha bin beis reyecha." What's hoiker raglecha? Raglecha means the regel. Don't spend too much time in the regel. Don't bring so much, so many gifts. Rashi says, "Mi beis reyecha, who's your best friend? Mi beis oyavecha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, shekar yisol reyim, shenemar." Hashem says, because for the sake of my brothers and friends, we're called the friend of Hashem. So we see, it sounds like on the regel you shouldn't bring so many karbanos. Like Shita Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish say back, no! It means don't bring so many sin offerings. Stop sinning and you don't bring so many sin offerings. And Oila and Shlomim is fine. But, you know, you walk into the temple, how many karbanos? 5,600,000,000, what'd you do? Well, I wore shatnez a few times every day. And, you know, that's what you shouldn't do. By the way, it's possible you could come to the Beis Hamikdash, you could bring thousands of karbanos. Every avera is another, you could be chayv another carbon. It could get rather expensive. B'chatos HaShemes goes to Daber. Ato Imer B'chatos HaShemes, you sure? Maybe you'll say it's referring to chatas and an asham, oy eina ela ba oyla sushlamim. Maybe it's only referring to an oyla and a shlamim. Keshuhu oymer, when the pasuk says, I think I skipped, right? Excuse me. Hasam b'chatas asham, k'd Rabbi Levi. Like Rabbi Levi said, to Rabbi Levi, Rami. Rabbi Levi asked the contradiction. K'siv hoikar agachom veis v'yacha. It says uproot your foot from your friend's house. Uksiv. Avoy beisecha be'oilais. I will come to your house with a carbon oila. Loikasha kan bechatos hashem kan be'ois ushlamim. There's no question. Here we're talking about a chatas and an asham. Chatas and an asham, we say hoika raglecha mi beis reyacha. And the pasuk avoy beisecha be'oilais, we're talking about oila and shlamim. So, like, what was Rabbi Yochanan thinking then? What's Rabbi Yochanan's kasher hoikar raglecha mi beis reyecha? Obviously, that's talking about chatas and asham, because we have a pasuk avay beisecha ba'olais. Rabbi Yochanan would have to say avay beisecha ba'olais is talking about an oilas nedava, but an oilas chiyuv we would apply hoikar raglecha mi beis reyecha. But Rabbi Shlakish would say, like Rabbi Levi, that hoikar atzmacha is hoikar raglecha is talking about only chatas and asham, but oila you could bring tanya nami hachi. One pasuk says hoikar raglecha beis reyecha bechatois asham es hakasa medaber. Ata oimer bechatois asham. So you're going to say it's talking about sin offerings. Or eino ela ba oila shlamim. Maybe it's talking about a carbon oila and a carbon shlamim. So the brayse says kishu oimer avay besach ba oila is asham lecha nedarai hare oila shlamim amar. So the way Reish Lakish splits it is a chatas and an asham don't try to avoid, an oila and a shlamim you could bring. Rabbi Yochanan would break it differently. He would say a nedavos you could bring as many as you want, but any chiyuvim you just bring the chiyuv and you don't bring extra. Okay, Bez Hashem, next week we'll learn what did the Braisa mean, Ein Nirin L'chatzayim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Afrei Lechen Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.